went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Ooh, honey, it is cold outside, but it's time to heat it up with another Second Date Update.
That's right. It's cold, but you know what? The best way to heat something up and to get some heat is to date. Get out there and date.
To date, drink a cold beer, pop a cheese curd in your mouth.
That's right.
And talk to Shanna, because that's who's on the line this morning. Good morning, love. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, sure.
Of course, girl.
Yeah.
So tell us, who did you go out with?
Well, I met him on Zeus, so it's pretty much as close to a blind date as you can get. His name is Tim. And we were messaging back and forth for a while, getting to know each other. He lives in Beloit, so it's about an hour away from Madison.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we finally, you know, after we texted back and forth on Zeus, we finally found a time to meet. And we decided to go rock climbing because we have a lot in common. We both love rock climbing.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was really fun. We went to the Boulders Rock Climbing Gym.
Oh, yeah.
And climbed for it. Yeah, we were together and we had such a good time. We did that for 3 hours. And I was feeling really good about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I invited him back to my place for a drink afterwards, you know, grab a bite to eat. And also, Tim, he was feeling really sweaty, as one does after rock climbing. So he asked if it would be okay to use my shower. So, you know, even though we didn't know each other, I felt like, okay, yeah, I mean, that makes sense. You know,
yeah.
We're both adults. You can use my shower. So
you know,
we did.
Let me just say this real quick.
Yeah.
It's only with us ladies that we feel confident to allow some stranger go into our bathroom and take a shower. Now, if we were to ask the same, you know, it would have been like, oh my gosh, this looks like a crime scene.
You know what? It's so true. Women are just so, we're nurturing, you know?
Yeah.
And he lives an hour away, so.
Right.
Yeah.
But everything is always clean.
Yeah, everything is always clean.
That was what I thought.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. So, of course, you have this pristine, clean bathroom.
Yep, that's right.
So, tell us, girl, about the shower.
Go tell us.
Oh, no, it wasn't like that. No, he really was. I mean, then he did smell.
All right.
I'm sorry. But
he
did smell like men smell like wet dogs.
Sure.
In the rain. So that's, I'm sorry. Like, but he did. He did. And I thought, well, if anything is going to happen, it's probably better if he does take the lead and shower. So he did. He did.
Oh, good.
And I had all the food ready for him and the drinks. You know, I'm very domesticated. So he came out and he said that he needed to go as soon as he got out.
Really?
My bathroom. Yeah. He was like a completely different person. He said he had a long drive ahead of him. And I'm so confused, guys, because I really felt connected to him.
Yeah.
And my shower, everything is clean. There's nothing.
Wow.
Right.
So
yeah.
I don't know if maybe he needed, like, he felt sick. And, you know, sometimes if you don't feel well, you don't want someone new to know. But, you know, he was really quick to get out of there. And I haven't heard from him since. Hmm.
All right. So the just once again, you guys met on the dating app Zeus. He lives about an hour away. You guys went rock climbing, which is really fun. Mm-hmm. Like 3 hours. That's a good workout.
Yeah, it is.
Went back to your house. You planned on like serving him food and all that. But he's like, you know what? I kind of smell.
Right.
Can I take a shower?
Yep.
And you let him, which was very nice.
That is very nice.
Very nice.
Yeah.
But you're saying he
walked
out. Did he even have clothes back on, or he's just like opens up his door? I got to go.
No. He was dressed.
He
definitely took a shower. Like everything. No, he was in there a while.
Crystal was hoping he was.
I was That's hoping he had this like rock hard body and that you got to see it naked. But you know.
No.
A woman can dream.
Yeah, we can dream.
All right. So he left. Did you get like a hug? Did you get like, hey, we'll do this again? I mean, what was the end of it?
Right.
No. He had like the Botox smile going on.
Oh, the Botox. Frozen face.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it put that way.
I know.
So that's why, I mean, that's what it looked like. It just, I'm like, what? And he was just really quick to look me in the eye, but then he was not. Whereas before, he was always looking me in the eye. So I thought maybe like, I don't know. Sometimes when I have an upset stomach, I don't, with someone new, I don't want to.
Sure.
Maybe he got an upset stomach.
Yeah.
But that doesn't explain why he's not calling me
back.
You know, mm-hmm. maybe it's the case he took a shower, and while he was taking a shower, he did think, gosh, I got this long drive. I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah, he could have been falling asleep during the shower.
He could have been like, you know what? I'm thinking about this long drive and,
yeah,
you know.
All right. So how long has it been since the last time you've spoken with him?
2 weeks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we will play a song, then we get back. Miss Shanna, we'll give Tim a call and see why he bolted out of your luxurious shower like
yeah.
that. I mean, you were even serving him up food.
Exactly. Girl, drinks.
She's so sweet.
She is.
All right. Hopefully a second date
Thank
between
you.
Shanna and Tim. Coming up next with Kristen Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
It's second date update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 at Jams. We are back at it with love connecting, honey.
Yes.
We're like a Chuck Woolery, but current.
We are.
We have Shanna on the phone who went out with Tim.
Yeah, we are good at bringing the people together. Hey, so Shanna called. She went out with Tim. She met him on the dating app, Zoosk. She said that he lives about an hour away, though. He lives in Beloit. They love rock climbing, so they went to Boulder's Rock Climbing Gym, which I know is a really fun place. I've been there before. They went back to his place. She was making some food. She was going to have some drinks. He was feeling a little sweaty, though, so he went to take a shower. But she said he totally changed when he came back out of the bathroom. He said he had to go. He had a long drive ahead of him.
Right.
So it was just something complete. He was completely different.
He just had to go.
Yeah, he had to go.
By the way, when I see those Zeus commercials, yeah. everyone is completely hot in them.
They are so good looking in the ads.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Seriously.
Shanna, is Tim super hot?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
he was hot.
Yeah, really nice brown eyes.
Oh, very good.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
no, and he's tall, too.
Oh,
so,
he's tall.
Yeah.
We love that, too.
Yeah.
Paint that picture, girl.
Where'd he come from?
Mm-hmm.
He came from Zeusk. All
right, right.
We're going to call him. Are you ready?
Yeah, I am.
All right,
okay.
Honey. Good luck to you.
Hello?
By the way, great voice.
Yes.
Not only are you tall, you're hot, and
yep.
you got a deep voice. We want to say congratulations, Tim. You're probably one of the hottest guys
yes.
in Madtown.
Probably.
We just wanted to call you and tell you that.
It's rare. Oh my God.
Hello, who is
right.
this?
Well,
oh,
yeah.
right.
They
always
ask.
We always forget to.
We forget.
Yeah, okay.
This is Kristen Tracy. We're calling from Kristen the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. How's it going?
Oh, I'm doing swell. How are you?
Oh, I like that.
Thank you for the compliments, oh, by the way.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Now, we weren't told these beautiful things because we made it up in our head.
Right.
Actually, you met a beautiful young lady on a great app called Zeus. You guys remember, I don't know, having some fun times with a woman by the name of Shanna?
Yeah.
You know, rock climbing.
That's right.
Showers.
Mm. Mm.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Shanna. I went out with Shanna like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Like two.
Okay.
I don't know. Is it on the air?
What?
Oh, details.
It's just with us.
Yeah,
you're fine.
Just talk to us.
Yeah.
Long story short, I ended up at her place. Not like that or anything, but mm-hmm. We were at her house, and I ended up in her bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still kind of, I'm sorry, it's grossing me out right now. But you know when you're in someone's bathroom this new, you kind of just poke around a little bit. Not like intrusively.
Right.
But I was just poking around and mm-hmm. I noticed something that really weirded me out. And I just, it was a jar of clipped toenails. I've never seen that
what?
Before. I don't know if that's a thing. I don't know if people...
What?
Oh. Yes, it was a jar.
A jar.
A big jar of clipped toenails. That is disgusting.
Are you sure that was toenails?
Did you look real close?
Yeah.
I gave it an examination for sure, but
really?
I didn't touch it very long.
Okay, so
Larry,
yes, that's very normal to go through people's things when they're not looking.
That's right.
And you saw this glass jar of like a Costco, like we're talking like Costco size jar of toenails.
Wow.
And you know
Whoa.
What? Why don't we ask her? Because listen, if you tapped on that glass and a claw tried to come out of it, I'd be kind of scared too.
Me
so.
Too.
Tim, I wanted you to know we kind of lied to you. You are on the phone with thousands of people listening to you, but none other than that, the most important person is Shanna. You're
mm-hmm.
on second date update. Shanna, say hi.
Hi, Tim.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Tim. Oh, my gosh. Hey.
Yeah, I'm
sorry.
Sorry.
I'm a little hurt. Okay, you know, people do things and everybody has their own idiosyncrasies. And for a long time, I had a hard time sleeping. And one night I was clipping my toenails.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't have a trash. Okay? No, seriously. I didn't have... I'm opening up here. Guys.
Oh, sorry.
Tracy!
Sorry.
Oh, get it together.
I get nervous.
Okay, I think I'm being a really big person here.
Yeah.
Yes,
go on,
you
girl.
Are. I get nervous.
Go on.
I apologize.
Because, Tim, you know, you're a good guy, and I get the curiosity thing, but that's my space, okay? You don't know me.
Yep.
But just so you know the backstory, I couldn't sleep. I put the toenail clipping in the jar, and it made this sound when it shook, and I found the shaking very comforting. So I just kept cutting toenails over time, and I just, like, if I can't sleep, I shake the jar of toenails, and I find it very soothing.
Okay. So, like, most people probably listen to, like, ocean sounds
I
or
do.
Meditation.
Yep, I do.
She listens to the jingling and jangling of her toenails.
Everybody
against her
is different.
Jar.
Everybody has a preference.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Sometimes put in, like, oil diffusers, you know, in there. Yeah.
Okay.
Then
you
can...
What? Oh, my God.
But I love an oil diffuser. I do. I put mine on.
Wait a minute. I'm just curious. When we're talking about the toenails and you put the diffuser oil in them, does it absorb? Does it make the toenails frail? Or is it better for them? Like, you know, like a vitamin.
That's true.
Keeps them
stronger.
That's
a good question.
Well, no, they're dead, but it's just, it permeates a nice smell that's soothing.
Whoa. Oh, see?
And so if you...
Look at that.
If you opened the jar, Tim, you would have smelled like really nice citrus and peppermint with lavender. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I didn't. I didn't go as far to open the jar of toenails. Actually, there was a lot going on at the moment. Like, I just never seen that before.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're yours. I don't know if they're a bunch of people's.
I didn't want to ask.
I didn't want to.
No, and I don't have like fungus or anything.
That's
good. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clean toe jam is always.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See? Yep. It's all good. All right. So, very good. I'm so glad we cleared this up.
Me,
I mean,
too.
I don't think it's any weirder than others.
No. You might use a Glade plug-in. She uses her toenail scraps.
Exactly.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's so, really nice when it shakes.
We believe you. I believe you, girl.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tim, we might as well ask you the question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you like to go back out with Shanna? I don't know.
I think I'm good. Like, Shanna, I don't mean... You were great. Actually, I really enjoyed our time together. And I wish you best of luck. I live pretty far.
All right. Well, listen, Tim, if you ever move closer,
that's right.
We will definitely get you two hooked up again.
Mm-hmm,
you know what I mean?
For sure.
Hell, we'll send you out to get a spa day and maybe get your manicure and pedicure done. And then you can keep the shavings.
It really works.
Yeah.
It really does. But I wish you the best, Tim.
Oh, nice. That is great.
Nice. See? Bringing people together.
That's right.
Feet and nails
and everything.
Rizza and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.